Hey guys, it's Growls again. Yeah, two deuce. Second motherfucking questionnaire. Okay, it is deadly. I can't fucking read today. Deadly lucky sevens, 13 titillating thoughts, or 13 titillating thoughts. Cause I was not gonna say all the sevens. Here are 13 questions. Okay. Drum roll. You guys can hear fucking Calvin Harris in the background. That's your drum roll. And you held it in your mouth. Okay. Polyamorous relationships are becoming more and more common these days. Do you believe humans should be monogamous? Single partner? Does polyamory sound like a thing you could get into? I mean, I get. I don't know if it's something I could get into. I think humans should do whatever the fuck they want, man. I don't give a shit. Not to sound so callous, but like, do what the fuck you want, man. It's not gonna affect me. I don't give a shit. On a scale of 1 to 7, how aroused are you at this very second? I want to say like a 4. I love this song. So most people don't record themselves masturbating or writing erotic scripts to post on the internet. Do you think that because of this we are a pervert? I think we're really fucking cool people. And I think a lot of you are very, very attractive. So I don't know. I don't think we're perverts. I like to make fun and tease and say perverts, but I don't think we are. I think we're just people. Four, if reincarnation was real, what would you be reincarnated as in your next life? I sort of kind of believe in that. So, if I'm lucky, I'll be another lady, you know? Maybe a bird? A dog, maybe? I don't know. I don't know. You can make like a bitch joke about that, I think. But, yeah. You could choose any flavor for your cum/pussy juice to taste like. What would it be like? First off, I thought pussy juice was cum. Or I don't know. That's such a fucking weird thing. I don't know, man. I really think pussy juice, that phrase is putting me off. I really like mangoes, but I know not a lot of people do, and I think it's a common allergy too. So, I don't know. Ooh, I don't know. I don't know. Okay. I'm sorry. I guess mango if my partner is really allergic. Let's assume that humankind is given definitive proof that there is no God, no fate, no purpose in life. Is this thought liberating or depressing to you? I think I'd just be in the same place that I am right now, which is, constant terror and both, and then constant joy, you know? Sam, if you were in a horror film, what would you be according to stereotypes? Stoner, the virgin, the jock, the nerd. I'd be in high school, I'd be the virgin. Be the only survivor, you bitches. Oh god, I'm vaping, so sorry if you guys like hear that. I don't think you would though. Well, seeing as how I just started vaping, I want to say I'm gonna go with the stoner. Yeah. You may decide to make a romantic diner for someone you're hoping to do the horizontal baby boogie with. That's such. I don't like to think about children during sex. Great. It's something I want to think about. Think about my birth controls working. What is your go-to meal to cook? I would make this blueberry cheesecake for dessert. And what the fuck would I make? Oh, there's this spaghetti recipe that my best friend's husband has, and it's amazing, and it's a goddamn penny dropper. So as she's used that as this spaghetti. I really suck at this. I really suck at like planning meals. I need to like get inspiration from other people. If you were a Greek god, which would you be? I mean, I'm a Roman goddess, technically, right? If I was a Greek god, I actually hate this song. I want to say, not Dionysus, no, not that, because I'm not a drunk. Apollo, maybe? I don't know. It's weird that it'd be a dude god, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't think I'd be a god. I think I'd be... like a demigod? Like a famous one, at least. I don't know. Hold on. I'm actually looking up who the fuck. I'm looking up a fucking Greek god because I can't remember her name off the top of my head. Dum, bum, 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 bum. I broke free on a Saturday morning. Hestia? Hestia. I'm gonna go with Hestia. Laura. Headed north on Mills Avenue and listen to the engine roar. I love the mountain goats. Rene Descartes. I don't know how to pronounce the name. I'm so fucking uncultured. Bartender came over and asked if he would like another drink. He replied, I think not. And he vanished. Wait, this isn't a question. Sorry, I forgot what I was doing for a second. How about, what is your favorite joke? I really like dad jokes. I really like anti jokes too. Just shit that's not funny. I'm a very, very, very big fan of dick jokes. If you're my friend. But, yeah. What's your favorite flavor of Kool-Aid? I want to say cherry? That shit is the fucking tits. How tall are you? I'm 5'4". If you were to go on a road trip, coming of age type story in which you had faced, I was 17 years young, faced incredible odds along with a plethora of hilarious sexual misadventures, who would be the three GWA users you would bring with you and why? I really don't want to answer that. Oh my god. Oh, this is really embarrassing. I really, really don't want to mistake that. Sweet. I talked to some of you, and I don't want to make it weird. I think it's weird when I'm like, I'm a fan. I don't know. I don't know. You guys can ask in the comments if you want, and maybe I'll say it, but I really don't want to answer that. Yeah, okay. So that was Deadly Lucky Sevens 13 Titillating Thoughts. Or if you want to be like Drake, just be 13 Titillating Thoughts. Oh god, Drake and his patois accent. I don't even know how to say that right. Yeah, there you go, guys.